This is Charlie's in the House, UPR's weekly local theater review, where we highlight live entertainment in Cache Valley and throughout Utah. I'm Charlie Schill. A man who had a huge impact on the Cache Valley theater community left us all in late December. So this is a humble tribute to W. Vosco Call. Vosco wasn't just the grandfather of my good friend, WSU Theater Arts Professor Richard Call, the artistic director of the Old Lyric Repertory Company. Vosco was also the grandfather of the entire performing arts community here. A native of Cache Valley, Vosco was already an accomplished stage actor when he joined the faculty at Utah State University decades ago. He was one of the founding members of the university's Modern Theater Arts program, where he helped to mold multiple generations of future performers. Vosco also played an instrumental role in the acquisition and the restoration of the Kane Lyric Theater. In 1967, he founded the Old Lyric Repertory Company to perform there, and the rest, as they say, is history. Back in 2016, I was lucky enough to witness the legendary Vosco Call deliver his final performance in a theatrical production. It was during the Lyric Rep's production of the classic Arsenic and Old Lace. Vosco was playing a minor walk-on role in the show's second act, just 3 or 4 minutes on stage with a handful of lines. In theater circles, they say there are no small parts, only small actors. But there was nothing small about Vosco Call or his performance that night. But there was nothing flashy about it either. Arsenic and Old Lace wasn't Vosco's show, and he knew it. That production belonged to two veteran equity actresses, Leslie Brought and Colleen Baum, who were playing the hilariously poisonous Brewster sisters, and to newcomers Mitch Shera and Cameron Blankenship, who have since gone on to bigger things, both for the Lyric Rep and other performing companies. It might have been tempting for Vosco to deliver a scene-stealing performance in that tiny role of Mr. Witherspoon, the manager of an insane asylum. He could certainly have pulled that rabbit out of his hat. But Vosco's job in that show was to help make his fellow performers shine, and that's exactly what he did, night after night. Vosco was just as professional backstage as he was in front of the footlights. There was no fuss, no sweat, no bother. Vosco arrived just before he was due on stage, donned his costume, did his role, took a quick bow during the ensemble curtain call, and was gone again. Vosco brought that same sense of quiet professionalism to his roles as teacher, director, and mentor over the years, and we still see his influence in the talents and abilities of his former students in various performing arts groups. According to Richie Call, his grandfather was proud of and content with his accomplishments in the final weeks of his life. We should all be so lucky. This is Charlie Schill with your weekly local theater review.